Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right, final hour of Better Woods, 9 a.m. on a Thursday. You kind of titillated us.
Do you like to titillate you?
Before the top of the hour with a Padre story that you said was not necessarily going to be well received by the fan base.
Yeah, but one that I feel like I've known this, and I feel like I'm protecting myself and my feelings. So this guy named Miles wrote into Dennis Lynn. Dennis Lynn does the mailbag. I love the mailbag. You fire off questions to Dennis. He answers them as best he can. Miles writes into Dennis Lynn and says, who's more likely to get an extension, Juan Soto or Manny Machado? And Dennis answers this, quote, based on the Padres' lengthier track record with Machado, his status as a franchise face, and Scott Boras' history with clients as talented as Soto, the answer seems clear. Machado is the more likely player to agree to an extension or a restructured contract that ties him to San Diego for the rest of his career. Now, that in and of itself is not bad news. The next sentence is the one where you go, oh, interesting. Team officials privately acknowledge that it may be difficult to keep Soto beyond 2024. In Machado's case, owner Peter Seidler has already gone on the record with a bold declaration. And there's a link to that. Don't know what that bold
our very strong
is.
This is a quote from Peter
our
Seidler.
Our very strong intent.
Yeah, very strong is to have Manny Machado here for the rest of his career.
Yep, that was December of last year.
Yeah.
So when you hear from Dennis that team officials privately acknowledge it may be difficult to keep Soto beyond 2024, I feel like I knew that, and I feel like I've been bracing myself for that. I was very excited to get Juan Soto when we got him and expect a massive, massive season from him. But I'm under no illusion that he's going to go sign a 10-year, $300 million deal. He's just not. I don't think it's in the cards. Based on who his agent is, I think, you know, I don't know, but think Juan likes playing here. Think he likes the guys he plays with. Don't know really how much that matters anymore in baseball. I really don't. I think for some guys it does.
You're talking difference of hundreds of millions
right.
of dollars.
Yeah, you're talking $300 million or $500 million.
Right.
I mean, Christ, it's like I can't begrudge anybody for going out and getting that kind of money if you can get it. So the pressure is on Juan, but the pressure is also on the front office, Ben, because I feel like, you know, because you say to yourself, it's fine. We've got Juan Soto this year and next. But we really don't. You really don't have him for this year and next. You do, but you're going to have to make a decision one way or the other. And Juan's going to have to make a decision one way or the other. You're not going to go after what you gave up for Juan Soto. You're not going to, if you don't win this year, you're going to trade him at the deadline if you can't re-sign him.
All right, let me
next year.
Let me break down that statement. Team officials privately acknowledge it may be difficult to keep Juan Soto beyond 2024. That can be read a couple of different ways. It can be read as, hey, spending a lot of money on a lot of other players already. We've committed all this money to Bogarts. We've committed all of it to Tatis. We're probably going to extend Manny and commit more money. Let's not be insane here. It's going to be very difficult. Or you could read it this way. As you mentioned, Juan Soto is represented by Scott Boras. Scott Boras is going to almost certainly, as he's done with other clients, recommend that they do not sign a contract extension before hitting free agency. He always likes to take advantage of the competitive market to drive up the price. That will likely be the advice given to Juan Soto. Most players follow the advice of their agents. Otherwise, they'd probably have different agents. If they don't agree with the advice, they'd move on somewhere else. So just knowing that the odds are very high that Juan Soto is going to hit free agency after next season, and that the bidding will be incredibly high among many, many, many teams, that is also reason to be somewhat cautious about your chances of extending him. You know, hey, if it is a truly emotionless decision and it's just about, you know, free agent market and where we can get the most. Yeah, I mean, then you've got a 1 in 30 chance, essentially, of landing a player. You don't ever have a great chance of signing them. Padres have been good at that game lately, but you can't be confident about it going forward.
Well, we said it when they brought him over, based on what they gave up for him. I said it the day he was traded here. Great, you can get that back. You can get all of that back and then some in a year and a half. Or, you know, at the time it was 2.5 years. But so we got him for 1 year this season. You win a World Series, it's pretty easy. Pretty easy decision.
Is it?
That, to me, it is.
What is the easy decision?
Trading him to replenish my farm if I need
it. All right. So are you
saying, giving him $400 million?
Are you saying,
and trying to get Ohtani then?
All right, let's go. Best case scenario. Padres win the World Series. Could you see 2024 as a potential celebratory / rebuilding year for the Padres?
I don't think you're ever going to be in a rebuild.
Not a full tear down.
I'm not talking about,
all right, let's lose 110 games and get draft pick. I'm talking about, all right, do we really want to extend Darvish? Do we really want to extend Snell?
Right.
Do we really? Okay, should we
this
trade
is all
Soto?
If they win a World Series.
I mean, they will always still have Fernando Tatis, Xander Bogaerts, Joe Musgrove. I mean, they're going to have a good nucleus of a team that could probably, just starting there, a good GM could probably find a way to get it to a wild card.
No doubt.
Just surrounding a couple, you know, decent pieces around those players without spending a fortune. And
I still think Manny will be part of that nucleus, too.
You rebuild the farm system with a trade to Soto, maybe get some hot players who come up. They break through in 2025, and then you go out again and you start adding free agents and going for another World Series title. Not that you're not trying to win one, but you could do that in 2024. Now, what if you don't win the World Series this year?
Therein lies the problem. You have a half season of Juan Soto left. You say you have a full season, but you really, if you're not going to sign him to an extension, you have a half season left. What can't happen is Juan Soto getting through free agency here. It can't happen. Either you re-sign him or you trade him to replenish your farm. You can't have him get to game 162 of the
For a compensatory draft pick, and
that's exactly
all.
Right. It just can't happen.
I agree with you. Now, if I'm being honest,
because of the sheer number of players, the volume that you gave up.
I get why emotionally winning the World Series makes this an easier call.
Emotionally,
for you.
It does.
It doesn't. It shouldn't affect the decision.
Though.
If it's the right thing to do, it should be the right thing to do. Whether the Padres lose the wild card round this year or win the World Series, if that's the right thing to do for your organization, both short and long term, then that's the right thing to do. And
here's the deal:
it doesn't matter what they do this year.
My baseline statement is: I'm going to enjoy the hell out of Juan Soto while he's here. That's it. Because that's the only way I can live.
But there's a very logical case to be made that this is actually Juan Soto's last year with the Padres.
Correct. Fairly logical. Fairly. He could start here in 24, but you know, even if you're relatively in it, which you should be at the first half of 24, how do you look at it and go, we've been working on, because I got to imagine Peter and AJ, they're going to work on re-signing him for the next year and a half. What if you get to next July? And he still hasn't re-signed. And then you have a good idea. Okay, he's not signing here. He wants to test the market, as is his right to do. We got to unload him.
I think if you're trading him, though, the better time to do it is in the off-season. And not at the trade deadline. That would be a discussion for next November, December, winter meetings next year, blockbuster type trade, as opposed to you don't know what a market's going to be like at a trade deadline. The teams that may need help may not have the prospects you want that may not match up. But in the offseason, everyone's pretty much, you know, going for it. And, you know, you can probably pick and choose among the suitors and like, okay, really love the farm system guys here. And who couldn't use a Juan Soto? And you can decide, well, let's send him to far away in the American League where we're not going to be facing him. You know, you're not going to trade him to the Dodgers or something. But you get around to July and you go, all right, there's two teams that need an outfielder right now. Huh, one of them's in the NL West and the other one doesn't really have any prospects we like. Now what do you do?
You end up getting less on the dollar.
So yeah. It feels like more of an off-season maneuver than an in-season maneuver
just,
to me.
It just makes this season so important. Not that it already wasn't, but it just makes it. There's so many things.
It is. Oh.
There's so many things hanging
with
in the balance.
With the guys who are going to be free agents at the end of this year. Manny getting to opt out.
Snell. Yu Darvish.
With a decision needed to make on Soto. Not that he's going to be free agent, but with the decision that we're talking about. This is much more the year for the Padres than 2024. Now, it's baseball. You have no idea what's going to happen. Hey, you know, Jackson Merrill and Dylan Lesko could both be all-stars in 2024 and lead the Padres farther than we could have ever dreamed in 2023. But right now, given the information we have, 2023 is more of a go-for-it year. 2024 is more of a let's see how good we can do with the players we have sort of year and try to set up some more World Series runs for the second half of the decade, in my mind.
In my mind as well. Andrew tweets in, we shouldn't have that mindset to trade arguably the best player in baseball. We need to do everything we can to keep him long term, even if we win a championship this year. I agree. And you know where I stand on financials. I don't care. That's Peter's money. It's not my money. I couldn't care less. He said, that's why I was dumbfounded by the Bogart signing. We could have used that money for Soto. There's plenty of money. The money doesn't...
Well,
it's his agent.
You can trade Juan Soto at the end of next season and then sign him as a free agent before 2025.
You absolutely could, yeah.
There's no reason you can't. You'd be just in the
same position.
As every other team. Because you're going to send him to another team. Guess what? That team's not going to probably be able to sign him to an extension either because his agent is still going to be Scott Boras.
And he's still going to want to test the market.
And he's going to be a one-year rental who's still going to test the market. And you can be in that market. And now you've also got a bunch of the other team's prospects that can help you either, you know, with trades or coming up in your own system. There's a lot of reasons it would make a lot of sense
to
trade Juan Soto.
I don't want him traded, and I don't want him to play anywhere else. I don't. Don't get me wrong. I want him here, and that's up to Papa Pete and AJ Preller to get that deal done. And but if what cannot happen is him, a player of his caliber, and knowing what you gave up, he cannot get to free agency here. He just can't. You don't win a World Series. If you don't win a World Series and you're at the end of next year, and Juan Soto's like, thanks for the memories. Time to test free agency. And you got nothing back, including not winning a World Series for the 2.5 years he was here. That sucks. That's worst case scenario.
Well, I mean,
stop.
Winning the World Series takes a lot of the sting out of it.
Absolutely.
But it still doesn't make it the right decision to let a guy that good that you spent that much in prospects on just walk away for essentially nothing. That never makes sense.
JPJ says, is this a throwback Thursday bit? Why are we trading away our superstars? Is it 2012 again? We're not. I'm saying re-sign him. It's going to be very difficult to do so because of who his agent is and how he doesn't let his players do this. Like, I'm not being a jerk, but you got to, if you're listening to the conversation makes sense. Do I want them to resign Juan Soto? Yes, absolutely. I love Juan Soto. I think he's a perennial MVP, but he's going to want to go to free agency. And that's what me, Ben, Paul, and according to Dennis Lynn, officials within the team are privately saying that, yeah, it's going to be
Juan
tough to retain
Soto
him.
Is his own person, and he can say to Scott Boras, I love it here in San Diego. Make it happen. make it happen. We don't need to set the record. We don't need a $500 million deal.
Absolutely.
Make it happen. And if he does that, then I bet the Padres do
no question
end up signing him if he makes it happen. But if he is...
Trust me.
Nothing. He is hell-bent on getting to free agency and testing the market on 30 teams. You're right. The Padres would be fairly foolish to
let it get there.
Let him get there and be able to walk away for nothing.
That's all I'm saying.
Or even get themselves in the position, well, to make sure he doesn't walk away for nothing, we're going to have to give him $600 million.
Because
we don't know what everyone's bidding. We're going to have to outbid every team by tens and tens of millions just to make sure that our investment is recouped. That doesn't make a lot of sense either.
Like I said, people aren't going to like that comment. They're not going to like that comment that privately officials within the team are saying it's going to be difficult to retain him. But I think logic tells you, and logic has told me since we got him, it's going to be difficult to retain him. I knew that the day he got here, and I had said that day,
that's why the Washington Nationals traded him in the first place.
Exactly why.
They knew
couldn't let him get there.
We're probably not going to be able to retain him. So they traded him. It's already happened once. We knew it could happen again.
Correct.
All right, Paul, you have 8 seconds for the Rindle Report. Now, why don't
knock
we just,
it out.
Okay. Why don't we just wait and do it next segment? We'll just pause, and then we'll come back with our Rindle Report and continue on here. Let's see. Headlines on the Rindle Report. Ooh. Pearl Jam, huh?
Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam.
This lit me up this morning.
All right, Pearl Jam.
That's giving up. I ruined it.
Next, after check traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. I'm a runaway son of the nuclear A-bomb. I am the world's forgotten boy. The one who searches and destroys.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do you ever get the feeling that they're listening, but they're not hearing you? Then, like with your kids, they're listening, but you're not hearing.
You can hear Jimmy.
You can hear Jimmy. I can hear Jimmy.
You're not listening.
You're not listening. Now you listen, Jimmy. You can't hear him.
What'd you say?
Right. my whole life. They don't listen to me in the audience. They don't listen to me at work. They don't listen to me at home. Forgotten man. We don't want to trade Juan Soto. We don't. We like him. Love him. We love him.
Should have traded him yesterday.
No, we love him. It's great. My little guy has a chain on it with number 22 on it. I love Juan Soto. I want to see him here for the next 20 years.
I don't actually think we're playing four-dimensional chess here. We're pointing out
the fairly obvious.
Fairly obvious baseball truth here on, yes, on the Juan Soto contract and where it's headed.
Think of some stars.
It's not. I don't think it's a hot take.
I don't either. And think of some guys that have walked, you know, for nothing. And you look at the teams like with the Rockies, you know, they let Nolan Arenado walk. They were out of it. They could have moved him.
They paid to get rid of him.
They could have gotten a Kings.
They did trades. What did they get for him? Something.
No, he walked, didn't he?
No, it was a trade.
Are you sure?
They traded him.
No,
yes.
He walked. Did they trade him?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they did. Who was it that walked from them? They let somebody walk. Who am I thinking of?
I mean, it was a bad trade.
It was a bad trade.
Austin Gomber.
Austin Gomber. That's right.
Mateo Gil.
Elihuris Montero, Tony Losi, who did they and let, Jake Summers.
But they sent...
$51 million
to the Cards. Who did they let walk? Somebody, I want to say it's the Rockies. Was it Story?
Story.
They could have traded him. A lot of people, but he's not, you know, he's not Arenado level. He's not Juan Soto level, certainly. But that happens when teams, you know, it almost happened to the Yankees this offseason, right? They ended up giving Judge, in my opinion, probably a little bit too much money, but you couldn't really let Aaron Judge go. And that could very well happen with Juan Soto. You just never know. They could test the market and Juan say, yeah, I can get a lot playing in New York, or I can get a lot playing in Seattle wants me, but I'd rather play for San Diego, but it's going to cost them, you know, $400 million. And again, I'm not doubting.
And again,
I'm not doubting Peter Seidler at all. I'm doubting Scott Boras.
No longer Colonel Budget says, even if you do trade him, you may go after him in free agency the very next year. Like the best of both worlds.
No question. Which would be the prospects. Get all the prospects.
And then keep him for the rest of his career after that.
Would be amazing.
Like a win-win situation potentially for the Padres.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
All right, since it's so close to the bottom of the hour, let's hold off on the Rindle report again. I will talk to Paul Rindle, though, our resident Aztec in-house. I see the show is making fun of Utah State again.
Yes.
So... they're kind of gaslighting a little bit here. So, you know the I Believe chant, Woods?
Yes, I believe.
Paul led the I Believe chant.
About a year ago
yeah, that you got to do that. Very exciting. Technically, Utah State kind of did it first. San Diego State made it famous. The soccer team did it kind of first, too. San Diego State didn't invent the I Believe chant, but they perfected it. But the show is like trying to make it seem like they had it first. They always had it.
Well, the show tries to do...
What's the real story?
I don't know where the origin of... I don't know who the first fan base to ever do... I believe... I don't know where that...
Do they say it's
from
them?
Utah State thinks it's them. Oh, yeah. They think it's them. They get really, really mad at San Diego State.
Which makes it even better. It's so much better, and so much more attention for it.
Than
bro, it's like calling the Dodgers' little brother now. They hate it so much. The show
riles up every fan base.
That's the best part.
The opposing, like, they'll say, like, you know, we're playing Colorado State. It's like, Colorado's not even a state.
Right, because everyone says San Diego's not a state.
It's just trolling.
Yes,
it's fun.
They like to troll. They're trolling.
It's like little brother. The little brother bit is going to be the greatest bit of 2023. Oh, is little brother running his mouth again? Your little brother right now. Sorry, the old little
brother.
And
they'll scream, how many division titles
have we won? What happened last year? What happened last year?
I will say
111 wins, bounced.
Utah State, though, they do, I don't know if they still do it, but God. Less must have been 11, 12 years ago now. But, yeah, 2010-11 season, went to Vegas for the Mountain West Tournament. It was the year that San Diego State finally got the better of BYU, beat them the third time we played them. And one of those games, Utah State was playing, and or we met some Utah State fans. They're telling us about the winning team, losing team chant that they do. And in their student section, it's, I think it's on the sideline, not behind a hoop. And so they'll say, you know, they'll look at the score. Let's say it's Utah State 75 and New Mexico 65. They'll say, is that the winning team? Yes, it is the winning team. Is that the losing team? And they point, the whole student section points to each bench. Yes, that is the losing team. And then they go, winning team, losing
team. That's good.
Winning team. And you got thousands of fans pointing back and forth. It's pretty cool to watch.
I'd like to get that going at a Seals game sometime. It's hard to rile the crowd up sometimes.
Well, last night the winning team at Viejas Arena was San Diego State, 85-75 over Utah State. And the star of the show was Adam Seiko, who was sick the game before, missed the entire trip the game before to Air Force, and then 4 days later has the game of his college career, hits his first 7 3-point attempts, finishes with a career-high 25 points. The Aztecs used an 18-0 run to go up 30-11 in the first half, and then withstood a bit of a Utah State run in the second half to improve to 7-1 and stay in first place in the Mountain West Conference.
Next game is when?
Saturday, 6 p.m., Viejas Arena against San Jose State. And a team that has always been pretty much the worst team in the Mountain West, but they're getting better. They got Tim Miles, who is like one of my favorite non-San Diego State coaches in college sports. Really cool guy. And he's starting to turn them around a little bit. So they're a little more dangerous. They have like 3 wins in conference now. They used to go like 1-17 in the conference. Mm. Now they're actually a team that you have to worry about a little bit when they come in. So
no letdown
the next
game.
No letdown Saturday.
Game.
All right, I'll do a little payoff here. I found this video. Utah State, this is like 12 years ago. I'll try to set it up. So it's Utah State 74, Nevada 62. There's 30 seconds left in the second half. This game is over.
And you can bad shot from the three-point line doesn't do you a bit of good.
Is that not a 74? Yes, that is a 74.
That's so bad.
Yes, that is a 62. Is that not the winning team? Yes, it is the winning team.
That's incredible.
They're kind of fun.
You're just sitting there on the bench like, yeah, we know. We
yeah,
lost.
We were getting
so we need a Padres, like a chant in a Padres game now with is Petco Park going to be like sold out all year long? Why can't we do that?
We could. Could. I don't want to lead it.
Well, we got to come up with something creative and fun.
Is that not the little brother? Yes, it is the little brother.
Is that my little
big brother?
Big brother, little brother. Oh, they're going to get so mad.
All right,
more death threats imminent for 2023.
There's going to be 3 Dodger fans sitting in the parking lot waiting for us.
No. Okay, let's take our last time out. I'll remind you, you can log in and listen to 97.3 The Fan on the Odyssey app or at 97.3thefansd.com for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Eagles at Pechanga Arena on March 3rd. You'll earn one entry for every hour you listen. You could say, hey, this is where the Seals play, and then go see the Eagles as well at the same time.
That's exactly right.
All right, Pauly, we have delayed you long enough. The Rindle Report will come next, I promise, on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Soto is trending on my Twitter feed over here. Is that
nice.
I always think, did someone die or get traded? But I think it's just because we've been talking about him. And Padres fans have been tweeting about him after Dennis Lynn's mailbag piece today in The Athletic. I did get some timeline clarification from T-Shirt Tech, who says Navy invented the I Believe chant.
Navy did.
Then Utah State used it. Then SDSU perfected it. And made it famous.
And now the SEALs are going to steal it.
And then the U.S. soccer team used it after San Diego State. So that's the timeline according to T-Shirt Tech on the I Believe chant.
So I know you said that you would like to see some chants at Padres game. Have you ever been near a chant?
Other than the I Believe chant?
Like, have you been, like, in it?
In the chant.
Like, in it. Really close. Like you were in the press box at Viejas.
No. I was sitting right on the floor, like, two feet away from the chant. I've been very close to the I Believe
chant. And you like it?
I love it, yeah. I think it's great.
I was at a bar for the World Cup, and my boys were screaming soccer chants, and I didn't feel great, and it was very loud. And I didn't mind it, because that's what they do. But I thought to myself, I don't know that I'd want to see this at a bunch of games.
Well, sometimes soccer chants are constant. I like a chant that has a beginning, a middle, and an end. You know, maybe a... 40 seconds or so.
Okay.
Not like
how many times a game, though?
Oh, it could just be once.
Okay,
The I Believe chant just happens once.
All right, I'm down for once a game.
Yeah, one cool chant per game.
All right.
For the crowd. Now, is it before the game? Is it somewhere in the middle of the game? Is it at the end of the game if they're winning? I don't know. That's what we need to come up with.
We need Paul Stanley. That's what we need. Left side of Petco, say hell yeah! Right side of Petco, say hell yeah! Left! Right! All night. It's the greatest thing ever.
I don't hate it.
Please have Eric Grubner, have him on tomorrow. I'm going to ask him if he'll hire Paul Lee to come do a chant for us.
Just a concert chit-chat.
Be amazing.
With the fans.
Well, I mean, a lot of bands play Petco Park.
They do.
Let's get Kiss in there. SAP for their final farewell tour.
All right, speaking of final, let's get our final check of traffic with Kelly, and then we'll come right out with the long-promised overdue Rundle Report.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rundle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rundle Report
with Paul Reindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Reindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a hoy? Oh, yeah.
All right.
All right.
All right. Can you put you and him side by side saying, all right.
All right.
All right.
I can't. I just can't do it right.
Yeah, not this moment.
Now. But...
Did you get Ben's flub earlier?
Yeah, I got to go back and get that. That was with Mick Schaefer.
Yes.
The Moth. What do you say?
Moth. Fifth Moth.
Fifth Moth.
Mike Tyson.
I broke my back. Spinal.
Spinal.
Don't make fun of my speech impediment.
The fifth most. That's a hard one to say.
The fifth most.
Fifth most is not easy. Like how I have trouble with U-Haw.
U-Haw State.
Aztecs beat U-Haw State last. I almost did it in the promo yesterday. U-Haw State took the L last. The fifth month.
We will start off in Major League Baseball this morning. I saw a headline on ESPN that really confused me at first. Masataka Yoshida is joining Japan's World Baseball Classic roster. Now, that's not surprising. He was born in Japan. He played for the Oryx Buffaloes. But when I saw that Lars Nootbaar is also playing for Team Japan now, said that's not a traditional Japanese name, I don't believe. Lars Nootbaar.
Nootbaar.
Now, if you told me he was playing for the Netherlands
or Germany,
I probably wouldn't have been shocked.
Do we have a German team? I believe we do. Oh, right.
The outfielder of the Cardinals is joining Team Japan. So he has a Japanese mother, but he grew up in California. He doesn't speak Japanese at all.
That's it. This happens.
He's going to be the first to play for Japan in the World Baseball Classic who qualifies just because of his ancestry.
His full name is Lars Taylor Tatsuji Nootbaar.
Is it really?
Yeah.
And that's the... So the interesting thing is this. That happens all the time. And you're like, wait a minute. So-and-so, so-and-so... Like, random baseball name. Like, Mike Bordick is playing for Team Italy? Yeah, his grandfather was Italian. He wants to honor his legacy. I saw Aroldis Chapman is pitching for Great Britain. He was Cuban. He's born in Cuba, but some of his relatives were of British descent, and he decided to pitch for Great Britain. The language barrier is the one that gets me with Lars Nootbaar. I love that he's doing that because his mom
cool.
I think it's really cool. Here,
I got a little audio. I got about a minute. He took some questions. It was called Winter Warm-Up for the Cardinals. I don't know if it's like Fan Fest or anything like that.
Probably.
But he was asked about the World Baseball Classic and joining Team Japan.
You know, it really is a huge honor for me and my family. I'm just happy I get to do some that's special for my mom, really. You know, obviously for me, it's great. I can't wait to play in it, represent Japan. But it's a special thing for me. I'm a mama's boy, so anytime I can kind of put a smile on her face and do that for her, pretty cool.
Is most all of her family in Japan?
All of it. Yeah, she's the only one here. So all her friends growing up, family growing up, everybody that, you know, is on her side of the family is in Japan. So obviously it's going to be tough to learn a language in a month. So, going to try my best. My mom's singing the Japanese national anthem in the house and stuff. And so I'm repeating it and so we're just doing little stuff like that. I just want to make sure I go over there, and I'm respectful of the culture. You know, I don't want to go over there and kind of, you know, embarrass myself or my family or anything like that. So I want to make sure that I'm as respectful as I can over there, and don't leave a bad mark for myself or anybody, because, you know, being the first American born, don't want to have any mishaps like that.
It's pretty awesome, man.
Yeah,
very, very cool. So, well, I mean, you see a lot that Japanese players bring interpreters here. You know, Yu Darvish has an interpreter. Hassan Kim has an interpreter. Maybe Lars could bring an interpreter with him. I would think it would kind of be a necessity.
Yeah,
I would imagine.
Didn't Brian O'Grady tell us when he played over there, now going to go to Korea, they have interpreters for...
they can get you dialed in.
Learning both Japanese and Korean in back-to-back years to be able to play over there.
Right. That's cool, though. What a cool story. And Lars seems like such a great dude.
He does.
Cardinal way.
You know? Cardinal way?
Yeah.
All right, we're continuing the countdown towards the Super Bowl on February 12th. It's so much more than just the game. We're going to have plenty of analysis on the two teams that make it. We'll find out Sunday night who will be playing. But there's the commercials, the prop bets, the halftime show. And it was announced this week that Chris Stapleton will be performing the national anthem.
He's got poop voice.
Yeah.
I like Chris. I do.
I do. He's a good songwriter.
He's got I'm on the crapper voice. The far away. You all right in there?
Need some more toilet paper?
And the Rockets and Claire. I mean, I like him. I do. But he's got the Seeger. I love Seeger. You know I love Seeger. He's got it. Stapleton's got it. From reaching for the bottom. And brought me back. It's got good, honey-licious pipes there. Like, Fire Away is one that he's like, Fire Away!
I think you're being a little hard on his voice. It's not a bad voice.
That's a little bit more syrupy. You got to hear some of the ones I'm all talking about. But he has it. It's the thing.
I know what you're talking about.
Crapper voice.
You're saying it's not as smooth as Tennessee Whiskey.
Far away in there, buddy.
I think it'll be fine.
It's going to be great.
We'll get the over-under, you know, the time limit and all that. That'll be a prop bet for sure. Babyface will sing America the Beautiful.
Babyface? Man, where's that dude done?
And Shirley Ralph from Abbott Elementary will perform Lift Every Voice and Sing. That's your pregame.
I don't know what that is. Should I know what Lift Every Voice and Sing is? Because I don't.
Sounds like Up With People.
It went right over my head.
They did a couple of Super Bowl shows.
I'm just reporting the news, man.
All right.
Finally, no real story here, no news you can use, but we do like funny audio in the Reimer Report. And this is about a year old, but I don't know the rhyme or reason for like random videos from a year or more resurfacing. It's probably TikTok, the algorithm, or
the
whatever.
Carver bit is old as hell, and people had seen it before, and
that was making its rounds.
And they'd made a
did you catch a game last night?
They'd made a parody of it with Bob Odenkirk, which I did not know.
Yeah,
when
he
I
was
saw
on Kimmel,
it,
yeah,
when I saw it Friday, lying in bed next to my wife, I'd never seen it, I'd never heard of it, and I lost my mind. And it's the best thing that's ever happened to this show. If you died tomorrow, Ben, we will still have the Carver voice to carry us through.
It's true. So there is a YouTube channel called There I Ruined It. And he does really, really funny stuff it's not just the audio that he screws around with and mashes things up together. He also will pair it with video. So if he's doing like a... You know, you just mentioned Kiss a few minutes ago. If he was messing with one of their songs, you would see the actual band members on stage, and they may be like looking around from another part of the concert. Like, he puts it all together so well. And so he had a video about Pearl Jam and what Pearl Jam probably sounds like to people who don't like the band. So he jumbled up the lyrics of Even Flow. He put it with like video footage from one of their concerts.
The audio speaks for itself. It's so good.
Looking through the paper, throwing out to something that has never showed in on man in concrete. feeling. Maybe he'll see a little out to something so that's never shown. Understands the weather of a few and do the tween or a better Saturday.
So brilliant. I don't know what he's doing, but that's Eddie, right? That's not that guy's voice. That's
he's just
Eddie.
Pulling he's other different, like, putting it all
play
together.
The whole thing again. I want the whole thing again. The first verse. Freezing.
See a little don't know, baby, down my face looking through the paper, throwing out to something that has never showed in on man in concrete.
Yeah. It's so good. God, I can picture this guy at home just high as a kite.
So I had to go find some more. I needed more of this.
I've got more.
Here is, I got three for you. Here's Shake It Off by Taylor Swift if it was heavy metal. How about Walk This Way, Aerosmith, Run DMC, but if it was a polka edition.
1, 2, 3, 5
Now there's a backseat lover that's always undercover, and I talked to my daddy, said you ain't seen nothing till you tell
him. It shows video of Steven Tyler like looking behind him in the real concert. Like, what the F is happening?
Oh, that's good.
And let's see if you can remember Pee-wee Herman. Was it da-da-na-na-na-na? No, he's dancing on
tequila.
The ball.
Tequila. Yeah, tequila. Yeah.
Steve walks barely down the street, the brim pull way down low.
Amazing.
Ain't no sound but the sign of the feet. Machine gun's ready to go. Hey, are you ready? Are you ready for this?
Amazing.
Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the side of the field.
Tequila.
It's just
so high.
All right, quick question. Pee-wee's Big Adventure, yay or nay?
Yay.
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 Yeah, fantastic. I liked it when I was little. Yeah. I'll let the kids watch it soon. Funny. Save just the it's my favorite part.
It's like, yeah, we've done Ben Decipher's Grunge. You still can't decipher that.
You can't decipher that. He should be running the government. This guy's that brilliant.
Oh, it's called.
I would put him in charge of the Treasury.
Yeah, it's called There I Ruined It.
There,
and he's got 200
it.
And over 200,000 subscribers on YouTube.
He's a genius, whoever
it's
he
so
is.
Good,
he's
dude.
So good. God, that's brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant. Thank you, Paul.
You're welcome.
Fantastic edition of the Rondo Report, and we had to wait for it, but it was
worth the wait.
All guests on Ben and Woods appear on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads.
I'm looking at your attire. You don't look like you are headed out to Torrey Pines right now.
Not immediately, no. I will go this afternoon.
You'll be there again tonight?
Yes, I'm going home first today. I have not showered since yesterday, Tuesday afternoon, so I need to get home.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Well,
it's Thursday.
No, let's see. Today is Thursday, right?
Correct.
So I have not showered since I went to work on Tuesday.
Okay.
I came home.
That's what that's.
Slept for 3 hours. Worked all day yesterday without going home.
No shower.
When would I shower? Where would
in
I shower?
In the morning.
But if you need to before this show in the morning?
Yes.
If you need to skip foreplay tomorrow and just show up.
You
want to
shower
day,
in the morning?
I'm going to go home and shower, and then I will go to golf a little bit later today.
My man has not showered since Tuesday.
Correct.
More Tuesday afternoon.
Afternoon, before I went to TV.
It is Thursday afternoon.
It's too early on Wednesday. See, I'm still not dirty on Wednesday morning because I had showered Tuesday afternoon. And
you
all
were
I had done
walking
was,
around Torrey Pines.
Not on Tuesday, though.
But Wednesday?
Yes.
So you have Grundle butter.
Yes, all day, yes. I have not had a chance because I got up and I needed to sleep. And now I'm going to home and shower.
All right.
At this point. Eric Rupner going to be on with us tomorrow.
Mind
CEO
the boys.
Of the Padres. Football pick. For the AFC Championship and NFC Championship games as well. Coach Sean Quintero coming up next for Stephen Woods, a.k.a. the coach, and Paul Reindel. I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Thursday from all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.